Coming up on Sunday, it is the grand final, the final big dance for 2022 for Benguela Group 21. Pete Holland, chairman of the group, joins us as always. Mate, you excited?
I am. Absolutely pumped, especially after presentation night on Wednesday night and all the awards handed out for Team of the Year and Player of the Year and all. And it was a good buzz around the around all of the clubs. Looking forward to Sunday.
And the word around the campfire is everybody has been enjoying our broadcast of the finals footy so far.
Yeah, look, got good feedback the other night while we were at the presentation and all, and even some of the hierarchy of New South Wales Rugby League have been tuned in to just see how we go, and they've been more than happy with the call.
This Sunday, it's going to start with Ladies League Tag. What time do you reckon that'll kick off at Scott? That's
due to kick off at 10 o'clock, so gates will open around 8:30, 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Yep.
And expecting a massive crowd with Scone having four teams in the grand final.
It'll be a big crowd, of course, those Greyhounds taking on the Lady Thoroughbreds, if you will. Well, then we've got under-18s, and it is another all-upper hunter affair.
It is, yeah. Like we had the under-18s, which took on three teams from Newcastle, but it's two Group 21 teams that have gone through to the grand final in Scone and Aberdeen.
Yeah, Aberdeen looking really good in under-18s. I think they'll be very hard to beat. And it'll be the same teams in the reserve grade. Somehow, we're still going on about how how the Aberdeen Tigers managed to win the preliminary final against the Magpies.
Look, they're unsure how they did it as well. So, I mean, asking them on Wednesday night, they weren't real sure how that happened.
But they're happy to be there, I'm sure.
Oh, more than happy to be there. And Mary Ward just said they didn't have a voice.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
All right. Of course, we did have that huge break because of the injury to Nick McLaughlin, who we've subsequently heard is doing pretty well. A lot of it,
exactly.
A lot of precautionary stuff on last Sunday.
Exactly. And, I mean, we spoke about during the broadcast while we were waiting for the ambulance to turn up how professional trainers and league-safe people, those in the blue and the yellow shirts, are these days and the training that they've got to go through. So,
well done. Yeah.
Players are always looked after well when they are injured.
And, of course, the big one, which we said this last week, should be due to kick off at about 10 past two, will be the first grade grand final between the Scone Thoroughbreds, so far undefeated in this season. They will be taking on the Denman Devils, who will be looking to make good on what happened in the major semi-final. I'm sure they will give a good account of themselves.
Exactly right. And, I mean, we've got a number of players who made the team of the year that are playing in this, including the two captain coaches. They made it for their positions, Liam Foran, of course, for halfback, and Adam Clydesdale for hooker. And he also took out Player of the Year, which is voted on by the officials, the referee and touch judges, with their 3-2-1 each match, and he took that one out. So congratulations to him.
Well deserved, of course. This will be the final game for Liam Foran in his very long, 19-year career playing
19,
football.
Yeah, 19 years. He's played NRL, Super League, and here he is in the Upper Hunter completing a distinguished career and hoping to take away another grand final as he heads out with the Denman Devils. So he is carrying a little bit of an injury into the game.
Oh, well, okay, you heard it here first. Mm. It all remains to be seen and, dare I say, heard. We'll be on air on Sunday from midday. We'll bring you the majority of the reserve grade match.
Yeah, we'll have most of the reserve grade match, if not all, except for when we have to put in those pesky ads.
Well, we love
them. But they pay our bills.
Exactly. And then, of course, first grade, as I mentioned, from about 10 past two, that will be uninterrupted. Your caller will be Pete Holland. I'll be there as the colour man, if you will, and we'll have Darren Katrupi on the sideline ice. So we'll keep bringing you the same product that we've had over the last couple of weeks. We're really looking forward to it. Hope you can join us for it. All thanks to DK Heavy Services. We're doing the Benguela Group 21 final series. Pete Holland, have a good call on the weekend, and we're looking forward to it.
Mate, totally looking forward to it. I can tell you in the pre-game, we're going to have an exclusive from one of the Denman players.
Ooh, exciting times.
That's all I'm telling you.
Thanks, mate. There's a tease.